Now they saw a wall into which a series of foot-sized indentations had been carved. It was a built-in ladder. Dax motioned them over and began climbing. They all followed. When they reached the top, Dax led them into a large circular chamber. They knelt in a small hiding place behind a long table. "You will stay until the thief is captured and the cat returned," a commanding voice boomed through the chamber.
"But my king, how can I create the sculpture when its subject is gone? Perhaps we could proceed with another honorable cat."
"Never." Colin glanced over at Gilly. Sphinx was wriggling out of her grasp, so he ordered his sister to please be careful. Dax leaned in, and she told him that they would wait until the pharaoh had left the chamber. At that point, she explained, they could release the cat. With a little luck, the pharaoh would assume that the cat had merely been hiding. But Sphinx had other ideas. At that precise moment, she broke free and dashed into the center of the room. Colin jumped up after her. Instantly, he realized his mistake. He had put them all in great danger. Now he would have to think. And fast.
"There you are!" he shouted at the cat. "Come back here!"
He scooped Sphinx up and turned to face the two startled men. "I've been chasing her all over the place. Is this the cat you've been missing?" Colin spoke to a small man with black hair. Gold and jewels sparkled on his head and across his tunic. Was Colin looking upon the face of the pharaoh?